This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
Okay, we're holding here in Perek Vav Beis. Vihine. So he spoke over here that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Mehalchim, different levels of Hanhaga, and there's a certain structure to it. Let's call it administrative structure, if you want to be a little bit facetious, and it's doime to the hanhaga lemata. V'hine, hu yisbar shmei mofia b'cholas hanedros ha'ila. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is part of these various instances of courts. U'mashpia bam, u'mamidam al toichan inye be'emis, sheitzai mishpat lamita. It is mashpia that the mishpat comes out be'emis. Some of them he's the chief justice. So you have these psukim in Tanakh that indicate Kaviyach HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Bezdin, and he's a chief justice, and he says that he's running it in a way that is that is mechavim to emes. So this only emphasizes the point we made before. What's the point of being the chief justice being mechavim to emes? So what do I need everybody else for? The answer is this gives us the understanding of all the different inyanim that are happening. We become active partners to the process by the fact that we are that we're part of it. It's something that makes us shutfim to it, because as we engage in it and as we become part of it, we understand why, we understand different halchim of it. Had HaKadosh Baruch Hu done it himself, we would have no understanding of it. It would be like in one unit. Now that it goes through a Bezdin, so even though the result is the emes HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows to be emes, but it gives us a certain sense of the hair and understanding of what's happening. So he says the v'omnam ika dovekachu hine korbanu lemalo kama min adiktuk nimtza bedina shakol ish v'ish. We've explained before that there are so many different elements of a person's own doing that goes into this mishpat. Kine bechlal bechol ish v'noshim yimotzu taines rabbis lefi siba shoynes liyasnidna ishu ledrochem rab midarchem mishpat. There are many, many aspects that tell us that a person should have this din, that, and the other din. Or befrat gam kein bechol ma'isa ma'isa mimenu, hine yimotza b'ibchinas chus b'china l'choiva. And in each, every individual, you have these different tainis, v'kamatzon rabim. Ki kol inyani ha'olam murkovim barkovas rabis be'emes. V'nevshachem drachem shodim. Because all the aspects of the world are extremely complex. V'ulam kol ha'bchinas ha'mitis ha'ilam izgalas batim al'yenim elamitam. Every single aspect of a case is golut to the bezin lemala. V'chol echad min atzava nimtza v'isa bezin mizgala finyon achzav chines. And each one of those members of that bezin understands a different aspect. Ad shebin kulam mizgala sabchines kulam l'nichad dava. Let's focus, let's talk about this a little bit and understand this point. It's true, Lamashal, when you have 70 dayanim in a bezna gadol, what do you accomplish by having 70 dayanim? You know, there's definitely an order progression, having 3 dayanim, having 23 dayanim, having 70 dayanim. So do we say statistically the chances of them being right is better? In other words, it's like when you take a larger sampling, then the chances that the roivak are more right. No, it's much more than that. every person has somewhat of a different angle and sees somewhat a different aspect of something. The same thing is true when you're trying a person. You look at it from the effect that his crime had, the how much that crime had become part of the person doing it, how much, what are the factors that went into becoming a criminal. You know, you really have a lot of different things you look at when you evaluate a criminal. So din requires having different, seeing the whole picture, each piece of the puzzle. Same thing is true by halacha. You know, when you find many sfarim arguing about a certain halacha, you find a machlok zaposkim. It's not, they're not all saying the same thing. Each one is coming at it from a little bit of a different angle, and you see like 360 degrees. So these bate dinim, so to speak, that we're talking about, these are all different arrays of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, allowing each aspect of the din to present itself, so that for us we see the different aspects of the din that went into the final decision. Then you weigh all the different perspectives, and then the zera comes correct. So in other words, we understand the final psak, the final result, as taking into account all of these various aspects. The Gemara din is done by that Reish Bezen. And this is one of the Bate Dinim that Kadosh Baruch Hu is the head. Even though everything is open for him, he allows it to play out. He doesn't just make a psak din based on, you know, Kol Yochav HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He allows it to play out, and therefore all of these things come to light. Gimel Nimtzel Fishar Seh She'ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Danes El V'chines Yidoso El V'chines Astar Tzos Yenyin. So the world of Mishpat is not the world of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Mishpat, where in an instant he understands everything and there are no different sides to it, but rather the Mishpat is carried out based on all of these Bate Dinim he's talking about, and the structure of having different perspectives and so on. Okay, now, and this is obviously tied very much to the point that Mishpat is something that where HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be partners in understanding Mishpat. Mishpat versus Chok. Mishpat is something that we understand, we get it, and in order for that to happen, we need the process, we need process. That's very important. All of this process, none of this process is needed for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's needed for us to be able to get it. We would not get it unless HaKadosh Baruch Hu would go through this process, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted this, and this is how it is. And that's why our language is full of kateger and saneger and all sorts of inyanim associated with it. And you know, we don't wear this on this because in kateger and saneger, and we do this because midas adin is metucha, and this is gematria tchet. All of these things treat it as if it's that type of inyan, because as far as we're concerned, it is. And this is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. And these are this is what the pshat and all these psukim are like. Vayerid Hashem liros. It says him and his bezdin came down. Vayavo bnei Elohim lisatzev. Eini Hashem heim eshoitim chol haaretz. Eila asher sholach Hashem l'salach ba'aretz. V'chayim ka'ela. So all of these psukim that seem to imply as if there are forces and different entities involved in din, they're correct. All of these malachim whose job is to be mashkiach nyani olam, they're called eni Hashem. So the Vayered Hashem always implies that. Let's discuss about this also, this point. It says, wherever it says Vayered Hashem, it's who obeys Dinai. Where did Chazal come from? Where did they get it from? Well, what's the pshat is like this. Whenever, imagine a pyramid. So the higher you go on the pyramid, the more it tends to become one point. The lower you go, the more it spreads out. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is high, then he is at the point of just Hashem, Hashem Echad. As he goes down, means it becomes more varied. It also means his methodology becomes the methodology of the world. In other words, people here, people in this world have to see piece by piece. Vayeyud Hashem liros means Hashem conducted his hashkacha and his din and his analysis through olam hazadik means, through this world means, and therefore this is what came up. For ulam, he says, "Sorch es b'ayin shedim ve'elin yonim ashasach ha'aretz al b'sedarim." The only thing he says when I'm saying that it's similar to what happens here, I'm talking about a certain structure. Ach ba'ayin asadvarim. But actually, how it's done, ein adimin amiti. There's obviously a big difference between gashmius and ruchnius. So let's take an example about something like this. When I tell you that the angle that's formed by my fence and my neighbor is exactly the same angle as is formed by this triangle on the piece of paper. So, it does it mean it's the same or not? Well, in one sense, it does. A 45-degree angle is a 45-degree angle, and, you know, no matter where it is, there is no difference. But there's a world of difference between an angle that's a millimeter to an angle that's 10 meters. In other words, we always have to be careful when we talk about comparison, because the comparison is more about the structure than it is about the essence. So when we say that this world, that Malchus de Rikia came Malchus de Ara, there is a strong dimyan, but we need to understand the limitations of that mashal. That's very important for us to understand. And therefore, we can't get carried away and see it as being the same. It has very close resemblances, and obviously we're talking about malachim. We're talking about a whole different world of beings. But in terms of the word that he's using is seder. When it says many times in Chazal, they say just like this one comes in first, then the mishpat starts, then this happens, that happens, the other thing happens. All of these are talking about a certain structure, and in that it resembles it. So the mahalchim of din lamala has same sdarim as din lamata, and it's very similar in structure, but obviously you're talking about, you can't say a malach made a mistake. You can't say, you know, a malach was bribed by somebody. So when we speak about giving sheichet to the satan, we can't use those terms in the literal sense that we would use it about a person. When we say that, you know, this person we gave shochat to, we know exactly what it means. We put in a few crisp $100 bills in an envelope, and that's shochat. So we can't apply it the same way. But yet, there are many terms that are very meaningful, and we need to understand them. Okay, so holding over here by Dalit. Good.